I was getting back home from watching Chappie, so my bad. And I had a haircut. So that too.
How was it?
It was good. I don't know what the hell Rotten Tomatoes was talking about, saying it's only 33%. It was good.
What?
I came for the robot, but then it got a lot more intense in that
nice.
Movie. So I suggest watching it. Just be prepared to shed a tear or two.
You're either talking about Chappie or Transformers the movie.
Chappie.
Yeah.
That was...
I hope they come out with some Figmas for it, because the robots seem pretty cool.
Yeah, the robot's pretty cool. I like the design. It's pretty awesome. Let's see. Hang on. Craig, I know you want to be in this. Man. Where is... Okay, I know Chris can't make it because he's sick. So he told me earlier that he may or may not be able to make it. Chris, Liz. Okay. Bleh. Alright, well, that's fine. That's fine. Once I play with these people will know.
So be it.
Yeah. Well, I'll just let people know in the Facebook. If anyone wants to join us, it's going on. So, if anyone wants to join meeting, it has started. And you can, and log into Skype and message me to get in. Okay. Yeah. That's fine. Okay.
If you are late, suck eggs.
Yeah. I know that Chris Sturm wants to join later on, if he can make it, so I don't think he will.
But he's going to be working till 10, so if you guys want to wait 3 hours.
Nah, I'm good.
Totally. I'm all about that.
Nah, I'm good. All right. Thank you all for joining me. This is the first episode or the first meeting for the East Coast guys. Because
cool.
We finally understand that time does not work both ways, East and West Coast.
Say what?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah, I wish it did, but no, it doesn't. Hang on a minute. Okay. Now that my dad's laughter is nowhere in the background. Okay, so we're going to run this as the way we usually run our other meetings. So with that in mind, we'll start with statistical report and financial earnings so far. So, statistically, so far, for this month so far, we had 3,023 hits, and we got a huge chunk of hits from the past 2 to 3 days, namely because of Richard's review on that webcomic. It's been getting a lot of clicks, so that's pretty cool. And then to kind of, I'm not sure if it was talked about last meeting, but if it wasn't. Last month's total for hits for February was 11,095 hits. So, pretty cool. Pretty awesome. Financial earnings. Now, I contacted the guy from my shit up, excuse me, from this past week just to see an update to what regarding our status payment-wise. My payment is still going to be made, but it's going to be on the 16th of this month. And he told me that, you know, we're gonna pay you, but also gonna, you know, also pay you for the months that it didn't count. So, potentially a pretty good sized chunk of a paycheck. We're looking maybe around maybe $200 and like $300-$400.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Wow.
And how is this generated again? I'm sorry.
So the way this is generated is that, through our views on YouTube. I believe, like, if you get at least 1,000 hits on a video, or if it's for your entire channel, like, you earn a little bit of money every month. And because our account has been accumulating a lot, and we haven't been paid because of the time we've been signed with Machinima, it racked up to around right now $200, and then but there's only counting from October to now, and so they didn't count us March through October, so we're gonna get a pretty good sized chunk. I need to go back and see how much money we do get every 1,000th of a view of a video, or how that accumulates. But we'll get paid one way or another, which is great.
Cool.
Yeah. And then when that happens, we're probably gonna end up talking to Chris Thurm about setting up a bank account so we can put that money in there and have something to put in. Speaking of which, so on our Google AdSense money, right now we're sitting at $17.44. So we're slowly making our way up to $50. So, right now, currently on YouTube right now, we're sitting at $205.48. So,
nice.
Yes, nice indeed. So that's kind of the update on that per se. So the next thing would be our status report. Manny, I'm gonna let you go first since you're the only representative of the East Coast right now.
Yeah, more like Midwest, but So in terms of my status, unfortunately this year I'm gonna really have to keep it low key for convention wise, just because I'm paying off my college tuition. So I'll probably be able to. Yeah. Well, you know, when you drop, you know, 20 grand in the hat, it does kind of make a difference.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Is that how college works? You put it in a hat?
Yes. Except there's a hole in the bottom, you know, because you always draw interest, you know?
Okay,
I assume college people are using the hole for something completely different.
Colleges you going to, man? Anyways.
Community.
Hey, I've been there. And it pays off if you get a tuition. Or
you've been to Moorpark College Community?
No, what I was going to say is, so because of that, I'm going to have to keep my cons low, but in turn, I will make up for it for video game, anime, and movie reviews. In fact, I was fortunately able to crank out the Monster Hunter 4 review just today, so we got that out there up and at them. And then, yeah, I'll pretty much have to do that in the meantime to keep my activity up, and then when I do go to conventions, you'll definitely know about it and see it on our website. So
awesome. Good stuff. Yeah. Good stuff. Yeah, I can relate in terms of being in college and having time to actually work on the site, and other stuff. In my job to keep you guys in line. but yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, no, cool, awesome, thanks. Mm-hmm. Jeremy, can you give us your status report?
Okay, I completed the upload and the report regards to the Long Beach Comic Expo, which you've seen. I was messing around on Twitter during the G.I. Joe panel and got the attention of the voice actor who played Flint in the 1984 cartoon. So on a lark, I invited him to come on the show, and lo and behold, we worked out a day, and he's coming May 3rd.
Nice.
In the meantime, while I was messaging back and forth with him, all of a sudden one of the other actors on the panel said, "Hey, I have Skype." So I'm trying to get him on the show as well. I've emailed him. He hasn't responded. I think it may have just gone to his spam filter. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to put together a group email to the 5 members of the panel and maybe just a couple other select, G.I. Joe members that are not Sergeant Slaughter who may have time.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. I've also started tracking the SDCC blog, the unofficial San Diego Comic-Con blog, to keep up with third-party events now that there is a crew of us that have badges because we need to know where to place people.
Mm-hmm. I've been meaning to go back and check that blog probably today, but just out of curiosity, like, what have they listed so far?
Not many things. There's because badges just sold, I expect the announcements to start slowly dribbling out until about April, May, and then they will start rocketing out if it's anything like last year. So far, it's just Hollywood Babylon, and they just announced the concert series for that weekend from the San Diego Symphony Orchestra. One is Star Trek Into Darkness with orchestral accompaniment. One is a Pokemon concert. The third is not held behind the convention center. It's about 10 blocks north at a concert hall. That's where they're doing an orchestral Link dedication.
Nice. Awesome.
Oh, I should say Zelda, you know, well, actually characterize the game as it's supposed to be. So the Zelda one is the one I'm the most interested in as a fan, so I'm going to write a letter and see if I can get into that like I did last year's pair of concerts.
Awesome. Sweet. So for these events that are outside of Comic-Con, like, if you have a badge, is it you have to pay more money to get in, or is it first come, first serve?
Most of the outside Comic-Con events, if they do not have an, or if they have an admission, it's completely separate from Comic-Con. These are third-party events. The only ones I've ever heard of that do anything based on whether or not you have a San Diego badge are NerdHQ and MTV FanFest.
I see. Gotcha. Okay. All right. Good to know. Good to know. I'll definitely go check the blog out for sure.
I sound like your ghetto tour guide all of a sudden.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Was there anything else you want to put out there, or is that it?
I still have room at WonderCon. I'm scheduled to go to WonderCon, Fanime, Anime Expo, and San Diego Comic-Con. That's my schedule for the summer. There was something I was going to go to tonight, but I got kind of lazy and decided to do the meeting instead. Tonight was a theater that in downtown Los Angeles that was going – the El Capitan. They're playing Transformers the movie and G.I. Joe the movie from 1986 back-to-back.
Oh, cool. Awesome.
Mm, I strongly consider it. It was only $11 for the seat, but yeah, I am so goddamn busy lately. I needed to let something go. You know what I mean?
Right. I hear you. I hear you. No, I definitely get you. I can't tell you how busy I've been being at school, and I've been just taking a break for these past couple of days.
Are you kidding? There's a lady in my day job that makes fun of me because as soon as I sit down for lunch, I drag out my laptop and start working on the stuff for you guys. All she says is, "Don't you ever get tired of computers?" And I look at her with absolute certainty and say, "I am sick of it, but I can't stop."
Yeah. Yeah. I hear you. Cool. Awesome. Thanks. As for myself, like I said, I had some time these past couple of days to take a break, and when I mean break, I mean actually work on the site. So I actually, what I went and did is I went and redesigned the conventions page, or the convention, what was it? Hang on. It's the convention hub, the hub for everything for the conventions page.
Okay.
I redesigned that. It looks a lot better than before. I'm going to go and redesign the MSP TV page. And just before I left, I was fixing up the Twitch channel so that I'll have a bit more information about what we are, setting up a tip jar for MSP so people can donate on during the stream if they wanted to, and setting that up as well. So I've been getting some stuff done around the site. Aside from that, I've been talking to the guy that Alex recommended me to go talk to, the online digital anime magazine, Otaku Life, I think is what their name was. And I've been in talks with them and getting in contact with the main head honcho and getting him on the podcast to talk about his you know, online digital magazine, just ask some questions, kind of cross promote as our ad's going to be in their digital magazine when that's released pretty soon. So, he's actually going to be at WonderCon.
Yeah. I'm bringing my mobile setup.
Okay. If you want, you can go just, ask him about it, or, you guys can shoot the shit.
I will see how much time I have. I also have a lady at a comic company who's offering to get me some artists and writers to talk to, maybe because of a combination, because her company, nearly screwed up my order of comic books, or maybe out of professional curiosity. She and her husband are discussing the matter over the week.
Gotcha. Okay. I'll ask you about that in a bit, actually. But yeah, like, I'm in contact with him. I've been in contact with the guys at Think, the NU. And I'm trying to get, one or two of them, or any of them, to come to the podcast. And they agreed. Two of them are coming on the podcast on Tuesday to do the Conover interview, just kind of talk about how their Facebook just blew up and just kind of how exactly that happened and whatnot. I did request if they could like produce a page or the front picture for the podcast, but in their comic style. which would be cool if they did.
Yeah, and that's something we need to start asking from everybody we do interviews of is promotional pictures. A lot of people have them that we can use to make things look a little bit more professional.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be great. So I've been poking at, you know, interviewing some people around the cosplay scene, and the convention scene, probably gonna end up doing that more. But aside from that, I got some stuff planned for the site, like later down the road. I know Greg's gonna be, he's doing his show, he's gonna send me videos, so I can edit it, and upload it to YouTube, and yeah. So I got some stuff on my plate for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's gonna do it for me for my report. Now we can go to the questions, concerns, and other discussions area. So Jeremy, about what was it?
About the Comic-Con, about the lady and the artist and stuff.
Yeah. So explain to me. How did the agreement came about in terms of like them saying like, okay, we'll do this 6-week trial with you guys?
Bit of a long story. The company's called Desert Wind Comics. I used them in WonderCon in San Diego last year to get some books signed. A total of 3 invoices. I've only received 1 box since then. And since they were at Long Beach Comic Expo, I decided to walk by the booth and ask them, since I'm a little distrustful of email and spam filters and everything like that. And as she was looking for it, I mentioned the fact that I was tired. I was doing convention reporting. I was doing podcasting. And, you know, it was basically about comic books. And we just chit-chatted in the 20 minutes it took for her to get her computer aligned to her laptop, aligned to her tablet and her phone and all that technological gobbledygook. Mm-hmm. So after 25 minutes, I didn't yell. She discovered one of my missing invoices, still looking for the other one. On Sunday, I walked back by the booth. You know, this is less than 24 hours later. And as I was walking by, she suddenly interrupts me and says, "Hey, I haven't seen you in a while." You know, she was joking about yesterday. And she just, you know, we started chatting a little bit about what we'd seen and how the setup was. And then she brought up the podcasting thing on herself and started explaining to her what kind of show it is, what we talk about. And I told her that if we can get 100 Twitter followers, I have an artist and an actor, not an artist, a writer and an actor who agreed to come on the show. And that's when she suddenly said, unsolicited, "What if I could get you somebody?" It's like, huh?
That is awesome.
And she mentioned by name Bob Layton, who was working the convention, but she knew I didn't have my mobile gear on me. He'd been an Iron Man artist for like 15 years.
Wow.
And he does some other stuff too. Hmm. And she said she was willing to start pulling favors from artists and writers. Oh, it may have been guilt over my missing invoices, but I told her, you know, you do that, I'll give you a 6-week free sponsorship on the goddamn show. So she gave me one of her business cards with her phone number written on the back. And I followed up with her on Wednesday, and she said she was going to talk to her husband. It sounds like it's a family business. Mm-hmm. And I haven't heard from her yet, but I was going to follow up on Monday if I hadn't heard from
her. Awesome. So in terms of the ad that you place in your podcast, is that going to be handled in terms like of you or any of the other Villain 20s want to do that recording, or do you want to get like somebody like a voice actor, or I mean like not a professional voice actor, but like maybe?
Well, Brandon threw out the fun idea that if we're going to get Bill Ratner, you know, the voice of Flint on the show, he should read some stuff. But at the same time, I was thinking about it, and I wanted to play it a little closer to what Kevin Smith does. You know, he definitely puts together – he doesn't put together. He gets scripts from companies about what they want. Uh-huh. And then he just kind of – I don't want to say improvs it, but brings it up as just a very conversational, normal thing. Like it's just slotted right in the middle of the podcast, so it's harder to skip.
Right, gotcha.
And he doesn't say here – half the time he doesn't even have a thing that says here's a commercial. It's just the conversation takes a slight turn, and then you realize a couple minutes in he's actually talking about something.
Yeah.
So I sent her a sample of a bones of a script that is just, you know, the broad strokes of it, but I was going to do it with the others and just let them know we're going to talk about something that's an ad, and I'll slot this in the middle of the show and we'll just bullshit the whole thing. Okay.
Okay, cool. Awesome. The other question I wanted to ask, like, how did you get the voice actors to agree? Did you, cause I remember you were kind of talking about that earlier.
You know what? It's the stupidest story ever, because I tweeted out a picture and I put it on Instagram, a picture and a small video of my attendance at the panel. Uh-huh. The guy moderating it liked it. So I just tweeted back, you know, thanks for the great time. you know, and he liked that. So a day later, I just said, you know, have you ever done podcast interviews? And he said, I'd love to do a podcast interview. And there you go.
Wow. that's awesome. That's hilarious.
And it's not like the guy's not working and desperate for attention. He's actually doing stuff. But I don't know. I don't know if I struck a nerve or if he's that bored. But he'll do it.
Right, definitely. That's cool. That's pretty awesome. Wow. That's sick.
You know, it goes back to what I keep saying. Just ask. The worst thing they can do is say no.
Yeah, it's true. It's very true. So the one thing I was going to bring up, and I've been talking about this since this past week. Excuse me. I was a little burp there going on. Okay, so I was contacted by this company called Grow Influence. They invited us to be on their service, which is a service that takes people of influence or people who like are small companies like ourselves that get in contact with some bigger brands out there, sponsors per se. Mm-hmm. So I did a little research, and it turns out that this company is very fresh and very new. The website just went up in December of last year, and I checked their Facebook and their Twitter and Instagram follows. We have more than they do. And they're pretty new, but they say that they have like these sponsors that they worked with before, probably like a month, or had agreed to it. So let me just bring up actually some of the sponsors that they talked about. Also, some of the brands they were talking, here's a few that they've said that they have worked with. So brands like Walmart, Colgate, Sandals, and American Express. Wow, they redesigned the website, actually. I just realized this as I'm on here. But yeah, they're a new brand, and they told me that a new company, and they told me they wanted to invite us, and they're only having like 5,000 slots, like for the private invites in this system. And my feeling, and I said this about, I think the last meeting, in terms of like getting our name out there, like, sure, we'll definitely tackle on YouTube, but we should also tackle on like these other services so that we can get the name brand out there and then like become big on there, whether it's not as popular or not as populated, mm-hmm. and then kind of grow from there.
Have you looked them up in the Better Business Bureau?
No. Can you? Actually, I did not. Let's see.
I think the website is bbb.org.
Bbb.org.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Okay. Oh, cool. Oh, well, that's weird. It's not loading. Hang on. Oh, I forgot another B.
Yeah, bb.org. That's a different website. That's like, you know, whitehouse.com.
So let's see. So I just put in Grow Influence. Okay, let's see what that. See that brings up. I spelled it wrong in case I did. Hang on. Let me bring this up. Boom. Let's see. How do I? Oh, wait. I think I did it wrong. No, because like it says, like put in the name, search business name, URL, phone number, or email. Because right now, like I put in the name, and I'm not getting anything. No results found.
Mm-hmm.
So,
how new did they say they were?
They literally, at least from the website, like was formed in 2014 in December. Like literally, like a couple months ago.
Oh yeah.
Okay, well, so they don't have anything yet. You know, I'm wary. It doesn't sound like it's anything bad, but it's not like something couldn't pop up.
Mm-hmm.
And do they need access to an account or something, or can they just send checks supposedly, or do they have to embed anything on the site?
I've emailed the person in terms of like getting some more information out of it. She hasn't responded back yet. Just from reading what they've been said on their site, it says like build your profile. Then, you know, connect to the brands to get paid. And with the profile, because I didn't fill out the entire thing, but like from the looks of it, it was like, you know, put in information about your name, the website, social media, And I'm pretty sure, like, you know, for payment, it could be through PayPal or other ways of getting paid. So the only person that would be really risking anything would be me, potentially, in terms of, like, any private information. But, okay.
Because it sounds like the kind of thing we need to be involved in, but there's lots of thing on the internet that sounds like something and then turns out that it's some Russian dude who just put a whole bunch of badness on you.
That's a good point. That's a very good point. So, yeah, probably a good point.
I'm not trying to be the poo-poo guy. I'm trying to look out.
Yeah.
Right, definitely. Like, I definitely understand. I definitely get you. So, yeah, I'll wait until the email comes back. And then from there, I can, like, figure out, like, who these guys are and kind of get more of a better idea of what they do.
Okay.
Because, but it sounds cool. Like, hey, like, you know, what's the worst that can happen? Like, not getting paid.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I mean, it's initiate contact, but feel it out. You know, pay attention to syntax and everything, and look for fine print. That's the best I could say.
Good point. Very, very good point. But outside of that, I have bought the camcorder that I was gonna use for BabsCon, but the person who was selling it canceled it because it wasn't stocked.
So jackass.
I know, and the funny thing is I got the battery I ordered the other day. So, but, you know, it's fine because I still have my old camcorder. So what I'll end up doing, because I am going to be using video anyways, the same camcorder that I was planning to buy my school has, along with other equipment. And what I'll do is I'll just kind of double dip in terms of, like, I'm planning for my senior project. I plan to use video, and I'll borrow the camera from my school to use it at anime to get, okay. Get some footage, and I'll use that to not only my senior project but also use it to get some coverage. But I'll buy that same camcorder before Comic-Con for sure. So I'll definitely do that. And yeah, for sure.
Okay. I am still going to need help when it comes to the Comic-Con hotel registration. Well, not help necessarily. We just need a bunch of people who type fast and, you know, don't spend a whole lot of time thinking about it. I'm getting roundabout here. My question is, Anthony, did you want to be the second person that takes up this older couple on their offer of a room for $150 for 6 days?
Yeah, that sounds fine. Yeah, was it $150 per day or $150 for the whole thing?
$150 for the stay. When they provided the codes, all she asked for was for me to help. You know, people pay them in cash the week before the convention, which is cool. That's easy for anybody. Mm-hmm. But she's a volunteer at Comic-Con, and she and her husband can't afford the $600 it would take to stay for the weekend. So they wanted a couple people to share that cost, aka $150 for 6 days, 5 nights, likely at the Ramada or somewhere within walking distance of the convention center.
That's fine. I'm cool with that.
Okay, if you want to be one person I can lock in, that's great. I just need to figure out who the second one is.
Okay. I'm down for that. By then I have money issues would be no problem for me. By then I'll probably be like full time jobbing it at my job.
No, I'm not sitting here bitching. I just want to be able to say ahead of time, you know, okay, we got that, and you know, frankly, this lady got us 4 1-day codes for nothing more than being nice, and I think we at least owe her like lunch or dinner or something.
Good point. So are we all staying at this place that?
No, it'd be two people. She only wanted a couple people. It, you know, they, whoever the other two would be, would get to argue about the second bed. They're an older couple on disability. One of them uses a CPAP machine, but that's, you know, considering what they're offering, $200 for the weekend at Comic-Con, that's not untenable.
Gotcha. How far? Go ahead.
No, what were you gonna ask?
I was saying, how far would the hotel be in junction with the convention?
Being that they're a disabled couple, it probably wouldn't be more than about half a mile from the front door.
Okay, that's cool. That's awesome. I can hang with that.
And which also makes it pretty central to everything else going on that weekend.
That's true. That's very true. Speaking of which, I was going to ask, any word about Brandon uploading that that time lapse video that
I asked him about it at the last meeting. He said he was going to start working on it, but since then he's gotten a girlfriend and everything. And I was going to ask him at this meeting. I was going to ask him at the next meeting, but then you announced this one. And frankly, I'm having trouble staying up late at night these days with work and trying to get to the gym and stuff. So this sounded like a good idea to attend this meeting.
Gotcha. Yeah, this is a new thing that I plan to start because I realized the fact that not everybody in the site works on the West Coast. So I had to show some love to the East Coast. It's like, okay, we should have one meeting on Saturdays and then one meeting on Sundays for both sides of the U.S. So, yeah.
So he's aware it needs to be worked on. As far as its absolute status, I do not know.
Okay. And there's also another thing I need to talk to him about anyways, because we're talking about him moving just the content itself to WordPress, not necessarily the website design itself, but just that kind of a move to the WordPress.
Right, just the data, not the format. Yeah,
yeah, definitely. Also, actually, speaking of which, my dad got in contact with me with this student at my college. He is, hang on a minute, I'm just going to bring it up on my phone.
If you say Stan Lee, I will mark the frick out.
No. I wish. That would be crazy. He is a graphic designer. Hang on a minute. His name is Kadar, and he's looking for a work experience of any kind. Let's see. He's a major in graphic design. His aim is to become a logo designer. He's worked as a graphic designer for a QA company, a private company out in called Hebu in India.
He's not local then.
Yeah. Oh no, he is local. He goes to my school.
Oh, okay.
He has knowledge in Photoshop and Illustrator, which is all you need really. Right.
Useful if you just use them to put together graphics for the various things that go on.
Yep. So. He's looking to just for work or experience. So I contacted him. He contacted me back, and I go contact him again. But if he falls through in terms of like if he wants to help us out, and I can poke at him at school if need be. I think we finally might have found a graphic designer. Given the fact that I have to look at his stuff first before anything
goes forward.
But if that's the case and everything checks out, we got somebody finally.
Cool.
Yeah, definitely. So I'm excited. And the one other thing I do want to bring up is that so I've been thinking about this in terms of like, when we should have this massive meeting in terms of like going over through the business plan, all of it. I know that what was it? Alex is gone this weekend. He's at PAX East. Damn him.
Yes, he is. He's happily miserable.
I guess. I don't know. I've been watching the entire PAX stream this past weekend, and I was like, man, I wish I can go. What was it? Yeah, so I know he's out this weekend, and I'm gonna be busy for the next week and a half because I got finals coming up. So the best, I'm thinking the best time I think for everybody to come in is on Sunday the 22nd, and I'm thinking like maybe we should do this around 5 o'clock our time. Maybe
I record at 5:30 on Sundays.
Sundays, okay. Maybe we should aim earlier, maybe just because I'm kind of thinking about for the East Coast people as well. I'll put it.
I'm working with a graveyarder from the central time zone.
Right. I'll put it as a TBA for now, but I think that's the day where everybody can come in. I'll make that mandatory. So we can get together, hash out, you know, what we like, what we don't like, and then just kind of finalize the business plan. And then from there, just put it out, you know, send it out to sponsors and investors that could potentially put money into us. So, that's happening. That's the thing that is happening. That's crazy to think about.
Cool. Speaking of which, did you need us to still have our resumes on standby?
Yes. Have your resumes on standby. So definitely when that day happens, when we do get picked up and we do get sponsored or paid or just given startup money to like, here's about $20,000. Go nuts.
Dude, you know, if you could pay just for the expenses of the cons, I mean, I'm still in regardless if you're not, if it happens. But if it does, that would be awesome.
Yeah, definitely. There'd be a lot of cool things that would happen if that happened. I'd be like, oh, man, this is awesome. It's like, it's like, we have money now. We can do stuff.
We're all going to SDCC.
We're all going to – no. Here's what I'll end up doing. If that ends up happening, like I already said like a few things to some people, like, okay, the first thing that's going to happen is like I'm going to pay somebody – pay everybody like a certain amount. And then secondly, I'm going to get Jeremy and his crew some good mics for his podcast because – I like, it's like, goddamn, Mike. I mean, goddamn, Jeremy. I love your podcast, but I you need better audio.
I know. Part of that is a computer issue. I'm getting my tower case swapped out so the audio connections are clean.
Mm-hmm.
But thing... I do need a dedicated soundboard and a mic. That is undeniable.
Right. Or even just a USB mic. Like I'm using this one right now, and it's really really good. But yeah, I plan to get Jeremy his mics, and then. What was it? And then
come up with some Yeti mics, man.
Yeti's.
I prefer.
Yeti's
okay. I like blues.
Yeah, I got a. Mine's Auto Technica.
Oh yeah, I like that brand.
Yeah, it's really good. Really good brand. Sennheisers are pretty good too.
Samsons are pretty good too.
Yeah. But the other thing to say, like I think the one other thing I would do, and this will be if we have enough in the budget, is to bring as many as we can to Dragon Con. And go cover that.
Yeah, that would be the king all of our particular demographic.
Oh, man. That would be Dragon Con is like the end all be all of cons. It is like
Dragon Con is listed as the number one on most people's most fun convention lists. Was it number two? Tends to be Colossal Con, the Ohio one.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
I've heard people. There are people from ALA who talk about how fun Colossal Con is.
That's interesting because I just did a podcast with. Apple and Clay talking about it, and they said, like, it was okay. Wow, that's interesting. But yeah, that's one thing I would definitely do. But it all depends how much money we get in. So, but yeah, aside from that, like, there are some shows that I've talked about in the past. I want to get back going. And then it's just in general, just like once. Had more time like during the summer I'll be able to work on the site and just kind of produce more stuff, and then by then hopefully we'll get picked up. If not, you know, just kind of all things go still. So and in terms of the money we have right now, the suggestion that Greg brought up, and I think we might be able to do this, the money we receive right now so far, and once we have like around $600, then we'll put it into a bank account. I think we should use that money for A, to help out anybody who needs, like, if they can't get a badge or needs help with some sort of thing to get to a convention, we should use that money for that. But also use it for advertising. I think that's another thing I'm thinking of doing. And I'll use some of my own money, too, actually. So, just kind of, we're at this point where we're doing good stuff, but now it's more or less now just getting the word out. It's just basically just going, like, on websites or just kind of spreading the word, like, you know, what we do and like how awesome we are and all that good stuff. So that's the next several steps for the site.
Okay, makes sense. We got the content, so let's market it.
Definitely. And we've gotten this far, like so far off of what we've been doing and what we know and what promotional thing we've been doing on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all that good stuff. So yeah, like it's we're working at that. We're working there, and we're about 70% there. Like once we get paid, then it's like okay, now we're about 95% there. Then once we get like paid, then it's like okay, we're good. we've reached a milestone. We've done it. We've done what none other person could do. But anyways, so that's all I got. So if you guys just have any questions or concerns or anything of that nature, you know, let it be known here, or we can talk about it in the next meeting, East or West Coast, if you manage to make either one.
Trying to think. I do think we need some kind of. It'd be helpful if we had some kind of bumpers for signature and some kind of like station identifier and in the stuff we do.
In terms of our.
There's like a lot of podcasts who will say, you know, presented to you by or. You know, something of that nature, and we don't have anything like that. In other words, once a podcast is done, who knows where it came from unless you actually you know, we're a subscriber to.
That's true. That's very true. You, yeah, be a good idea. Wouldn't hurt to have, like, yeah. I mean, like, the thing about it is, like, it's already linked to the site in terms of, like, where the podcast is from, but I get what you're
saying. Yeah, it's linked to the site, but if somebody shares it with another individual after they downloaded it, they don't have anything other than a title to go off of, and you know how titles are. I wouldn't say they're subjective, but they could come from multiple places, depending on.
That's true, but isn't, like, I'm not sure, I'm pretty sure, because the way you end your podcast is, like, you know, if you want to, you know, follow us or, you know, follow the work we do or subscribe to us on iTunes and Stitcher, like, doesn't that count as a bumper?
I say, I say at the beginning of the show, I don't have any kind of definitive closer that mentions anything about MSP, which is, you know, blessing and a curse, I guess you could say.
I hear you.
But I kind of have resisted trying to put anything because I didn't know if you wanted to have any kind of bumper or if that was a plan or if I was talking out my rear end or what.
I don't mind it. Like, I personally, if you want to do that, go for it. I think that the way the podcast is set up, like, it already has that at the very end. But having it at the front is fine too. So yeah, it's fine.
You know, it was just one of those things I thought I would ask about.
Yeah, it's totally cool, man. I'm not gonna harp on you or anybody else who does a podcast. Like, we must have this bumper because we have to. It's like, okay, sure. That's fine. You can do whatever the hell you want. You can talk about, like, goats screaming into a mic and that'd be fine.
That's my entire show.
Yes, exactly. Oh, man, it just reminds me just, like, of those goats that, like, yell like humans.
So oh, hilarious. Yeah.
So hilarious. But yeah, as the song goes, steady as she goes in terms of what everything we're doing right now. Yeah, definitely.
And I gave some thought to the stuff I messaged you about a couple days ago.
Oh, right. I'm gonna talk to Chris tonight about it. Sorry, I've been busy. I've been busy, relaxing. But yeah.
No, I mean, I'm not trying to put you on the spot. I'm not trying to start some stuff. It is just literally one of those cases where if we got it, we need to get it in someone's hands. So I was thinking if I hadn't heard anything by the end of this coming week, I would probably put it back on Facebook that there's an availability.
Right.
And if nobody wanted to pick up, I figure I could probably just post it somewhere and it wouldn't be too hard to find a taker.
Right, definitely. Yeah, I'll talk to Chris tonight about it. He's getting home at 10, so I'll talk to him about it. Yeah, that situation, like, I understand. He probably doesn't really mean it in that way.
I doubt he does, but that's, you know, it's easy for me to kind of draw that conclusion.
Right. I get what you're saying. I'll talk to him and then I'll just get a definitive answer out of him. So I'll get your answer at least by tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah. Aside from that, all business as usual.
Yeah, my calendar is pretty well full. I have a guest coming week after this. He's somebody I met at Long Beach Comic Expo. He's made a web comic he's trying to advertise called Notes.
Cool.
About a hero who develops powers depending on what music he listens to. And, you know, not my personal thing, but it was just one of those things where as I was talking to him, I thought, you know, I don't get enough independent stuff on the show. This will be fine.
Yeah, definitely. The indie scene is blowing up. I'm like, not only just in, like, video games per se, but, like, everything else.
Yeah.
So, yeah, totally, definitely. Yeah, and I'll probably end up, for me, is, like, what I end up probably doing for myself is I'll probably contact more of these cosplay pages or just, like, kind of, like, some of these companies who are kind of...
Oh, I know somebody who's interested in an interview, at least on my show, a cosplayer.
Mm-hmm.
I sent her an email and I have a feeling that she either missed it or whatever. She's young, married with one child.
Okay.
You know, but very bubbly and effervescent personality. So she'd be a fun person to talk to.
Awesome. Yeah, definitely. I think I'll end up doing is I think like on the downtime when there's no convention being talked about on the conover, I think I'll end up just kind of going out and see who wants to get interviewed in terms of like a cosplay or a cosplay group, like Think and You.
Actually, there's three you should probably schedule for the conover or for my show, depending upon. I was going to say not as far as like have to, but remember when we were doing pre-games for like Anime Expo?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Fanime, San Diego, and Anime Expo are all coming up this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
We could probably schedule pregame conventions just so that people understand what to do. I got some pretty good reactions from the one we did for San Diego because there was more people than I expected who were absolutely clueless on what it took to walk around a convention.
Yeah, definitely. I'd be down for that. I'd be down for doing some pregame for some of the big conventions out there for sure.
Well, it serves two purposes because one, you know, we can give them a mindset as to what it takes to get into a convention. And two, it's practically advertising for the next show coming, which is going to be from these particular places.
Agreed. Definitely. That is definitely very, very good. Yeah, you know what, though? Hang on. Let me see. Yeah, definitely. And there's probably because I was actually followed by this group recently on Twitter. I following them. Anyway,
no, they weren't stalking me. I stalked them.
Surprise.
No, they're a pretty cool little group. They are, they like create these manuals or like these online like how to survive a convention for a said con. I did look for it, but like I saw their stuff and it's actually pretty cool.
Actually, you should email them because they'd be fun to collaborate with.
Yeah, definitely. Because what they do is I need to find it. But they basically they put out like just kind of like how to survive a convention type of thing. A survival guide, if you will, of a convention.
Yeah, because we could work together on them because we've been to all three places. We've got a little experience. Maybe we could describe to them the situation and then they can help us with, okay, so what do I need to pack into a bag so I can survive the day?
Right, definitely. Yeah, I'll get in contact with them and see if they're interested. They seem pretty cool group. I was going to say, just slipped my mind. I think as soon as convention season starts ramping up even more toward the summer, I think that a lot of us would be busy. And then from there, we can just kind of do our shit, as it were. But other than that, though, I mean, like, we're doing good. Like, I have no complaints so far. So,
yeah, we've hit that 100,000 mark. Now we just got to figure out how to get to the next echelon.
Yep, definitely. I think I will say, though, like, I think during the summer, or like if I can manage it next quarter, which would be like next month, I'll look into the Patreon for the site and see if we can get that thing started or something we can put together.
Okay.
And that'd be great. That'd be cool. Cause
yeah,
if you're going to do that, make sure you put together some definitive goals per. If it's not going to be an MSP group thing, you need to put together definitive goals per show. You know, first X amount of dollars is going towards equipment. Next X amount of dollars is to get us somewhere so we can talk more. And, you know, X amount of dollars is maybe we can actually pay somebody to come on and talk to you about something, you know, stuff like that.
Definitely. So there's definitely like I want to do that, but it's just a matter of how much of when I can do that time wise versus school. So, but yeah, that's something, the thing I do want to do, and I'll definitely let you guys know when that will happen. If anything, if all else fails, it'll be in the summer. So, which would be in June.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Minus the me moving in Hayward part, but yeah.
I was about to say, down here in Southern California, it's already in the 80s, so I don't know what you mean by the summer stuff.
Oh, yeah. So how does it feel that Alex now lives near you?
It's a little scary. You know, I'm not sure how I feel about this kind of aggressive white person in my neighborhoods.
This tall, aggressive white person with a yellow mohawk. that should be fun, though. Oh, man.
Kind of surprised he hasn't contacted me for anything, which reminds me, I got to talk to somebody because I got invited to some kind of cosplay thing next weekend, which is quite a drive away. She called it Dark Fantasy. She was doing like lingerie versions of like fantasy creatures, like fauns and stuff, and she was going to do it out in Idlewild, which is like forest east of Orange County.
That's interesting. So, scary at the same time, but like, huh.
Actually, you know her. It's the lady that came with us to the San Diego podcast.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool. Awesome. Yeah, she's cool.
She invited me and Alex, so I guess I gotta email Alex after he gets back from PAX, and then back from PAX, and then I gotta talk to her and make sure this is still happening.
Okay, is Brandon's? Go ahead.
No, I was gonna say if I do it, I gotta let my wife know where I am at all times.
Gotcha. Is Brandon really gonna like print out that shirt that you guys were talking about when that incident happened?
Like, I'm not certain. I'm very curious to find out if he is.
Because I saw the link, and like he showed me, and it's like, oh wow, you kind of did it, but like if you're actually gonna like make it, like I don't know how I feel about that. No, like here's the thing we could do if he does print it. What's her name? The girl that was with us like during the Comic Con podcast.
Who, V?
No, not
oh Macy.
Yeah. So what we could do is we can like make a bit out of it and like just have me walk around and like she could be taping. Or like somebody else could be taping, and I'd be like walking around, and people come up to me and ask the question, like what happened?
She'd probably do it, and it wouldn't cost you much to make at least a single shirt.
Yeah, definitely. Oh,
so you know, because Brandon, I think he was serious when he said you need to email by Hollywood Babylon.
Actually, you know, might need to think about it. Maybe we should, you know, free publicity, like in a way.
I thought about doing it. I just I hadn't decided on the circumstances because you know me. I don't mind poking fun and everything. I just don't want to make I don't want to make it a thing. I don't want to make it turn it into like a nickname or make you feel like people are just trying to put you down for the sake of putting you down.
Right.
There has to be actual fun in the context. Otherwise, it's just bullying.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
Hey guys, I don't mean to bow out early on you, but it looks like we're going a little bit longer than I expected, and I got some people coming over.
Oh yeah, that's cool. We're just rambling on in terms of like stuff, but yeah, we'll end the meeting here. So thank you guys for coming in. So the next meeting for the East Coast would be on the 21st of March.
Dude, that's my birthday. Awesome.
Oh wait, am I gonna be able to make it though?
Why? What are you doing on the 21st of March?
Relaxing from the hell that is the finals that week. I don't know. I'll put down the 21st, but it's a tentative 21st. I might have something going on that day. If not, it'll be on the following week. It'll be on 28th. So,
calm down.
But yeah, I'll let you guys know. But thanks for coming to the meeting, and I'll upload this episode or this podcast onto the site.
All right. Well, really appreciate you doing this Eastern time meeting because Sunday's that late. Kind of sucks for us working on Monday.
Oh, yeah, definitely. For sure.
Oh, yeah. I'm a 9-to-5er. That's why I came in, you know, late. Even on the West Coast, it runs a little late for me.
Yeah, no. Definitely. All right.
That's my dog. All right. Catch you guys later.
All right.
Oh, good.
See you.
I was hoping it wasn't children.
Like, shut up.
All right. See you guys.
See you guys.
Yeah.